pick following along this morning. We'll be in Genesis 13. Genesis 13 chapter, starting in verse 1. Sunday school teacher was describing that when Lot's wife looked back at Sodom, she turned into a pillar of salt. Well, little Johnny interrupted her and said, "My mommy looked back once while she was driving, and she turned into a telephone pole." Now, when you headed one direction in life, you need to keep going in that direction, because when we look back, bad things can happen, as we just seen. Lot is a great example of what it's like to live with sin and let it erode our faith in God. If it were not for the few words of Peter in his epistle, we would not know the ultimate fate of Lot. The story of Lot is one of tragedy and heartache in his life. Lot had a great opportunity to become a man of God as he walked with Abraham, the friend of God. However, something happened along that way. Where did Lot go wrong? If we learn how Lot went wrong, we can learn what causes us to backslide. Let's read along in Genesis 13:1. "And Abram went up out of Egypt, and he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, and to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their sustenance was great, so they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwell then in the land. And Abraham said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me, if thou wilt take the left hand, and I will go to the right, or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted his eyes and beheld the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, which thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt into the city of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom, for the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly." Now these people that they're talking about, if we look at Zephaniah 2:9, "Of the Moabites shall be as Sodom, and the children of Ammon as Gomorrah." Zephaniah was given a great warning that these people were like that, and that they would suffer that. So sin breeds things that are bad. It infects our hearts and souls. We can see it in television today. There's a new movie out, Alvin and the Chipmunks. Now, we probably have heard Alvin and the Chipmunks for 40 or 50 years whenever they were created. This film is very adult-oriented, and really not for children, when you hear some of the things they do and say in it. And it's a shame that this has come, but this illustrates how sin wears on people, and how time and society will bring us down to that level. So first off, we see that Lot had weak faith. That's in verse 5. He had flocks, he had herds and tents, but he had something missing. Everything that's mentioned about Lot, it never mentions that he had an altar. Abraham had his altars. Wherever he pitched his tent, he made an altar and sacrificed and worshiped God. Abraham is associated with altars. An altar speaks devotion to God. Lot is not mentioned with any altars. Instead of lifting his eyes to heaven, Lot looks out to the plain of Jordan. And it was attractive, as sin often is. It was attractive as things may be. He said it was as the garden of God. Looked out, and it was a beautiful place, a fertile place. Lot looked out and probably said, I can make it there. My cattle will grow and grow and grow. I will be a rich man there. If we note, Abraham said, you go right, I'll go left. You go left, I'll go right. Abraham totally gave him the choice. Abraham trusted God. What did Lot trust? He trusted the world. He walked by sight instead of by faith. Abraham, being a man of faith, can well afford for him to take his choice that way. Abraham trusted. Pastures for flocks and herds were sufficient reason for Lot to choose the plain of Jordan. His eyes rested on wealth. Some choose jobs with more regard for the money that is involved than what it's going to do for their faith and their family. And that's a shame that they would throw their faith away like that. With no altars, in other words, no faith, no strong faith, there's no point in choosing the path hard resistance, but choosing the path of least resistance. In other words, taking the easy way out. Choice is based on this fact, that it would not be hard or difficult on me if I take this land, the land of Egypt, or if we take something different or do something different in our lives. It will not take as much work on our part, but it may take away our faith. Faith is all we have. Money will come and go. People will come and go. Possessions will come and go. But our faith, what we build on each and every day, that if we are an altar unto God, that sweet sacrifice that Paul talks about to him, then we are living by faith, and we have that altar, a strong anchor that holds us there. And we shouldn't choose things that will take that away from us. In 1 Kings 18, Israel had departed from God and served Baal. The problem is found in verse 30 of 1 Kings 18 that reads, he repaired the altar of the God that was broken down. The altar went into a state of disrepair. No one was worshiping, no one thought of God. And that's what happens. When we don't have God in our lives, when we're not strong for Christ, when we don't stand up to the things that would draw us away, when we don't resist temptation, we break down spiritually and probably physically in our lives because we don't have that strong anchor in God. And that was Lot's problem. Lot was also thinking worldly. In verse 10, altars keep things in the right perspective. When we worship God, we refocus. When we're here, when the doors are open to worship God, we refocus everything in our lives to what it should be. In Psalm 37:4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and she shall give thee the desires of thine own heart. You have the devotion right, and the desires will be right. If we're worshiping God, if we're following God, and we're trying to follow God's will, then everything else is going to be right. Because we're not going to choose like Lot did. We're not going to choose the riches of life. We're not going to choose the pleasures of life. But we're going to choose like Abraham did to follow God. Lot's choice was based upon what he could see. Lot had a desire for profit. that the love of money is at the root of all evil. Lot had a desire for pleasure, and Lot had a desire for position. From pitched his tent towards to sat at the gate implies a place of authority. Lot is now a magistrate to hear and determine disputes among people. I wonder if he had gotten up through compromise. Wonder if he compromised his beliefs and didn't speak out against the evil. Do you think he would have been a judge if he would have professed following God? Do you think he would have been sitting at the gate? No. The people would not have liked that. Lot believed in physical things. Lot put his faith in things that can waste away and be destroyed by God. Lot lost an eternal view of God. So Lot was wrong in his decisions from the 11th verse. It's impossible for us to make the right decisions if our desire is worldly and we are weak in faith. Moses chose the right things because he had the eyes on the right thing. By faith, he forsook being an important person in Egypt to being a leader for these people who wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Moses didn't have to take that. He was high up in the court, as high as Pharaoh's son almost. But he sought what God wanted, and he sacrificed that. Willing to sacrifice purity for peace. Offered to sacrifice his daughter to men of Sodom in order to secure his own preservation and peace. That's what deteriorated Lot. Lot, according to Peter, probably straightened out his life a lot, got away from that. But then he was willing to make many compromises in life. And we should never compromise ourselves. We should never compromise our faith. We should never compromise the gospel in order to win the favor of people in life. So, he loses children, two in Sodom and two in sin. He loses his spouse, and his importance is gone, because now he's not a magistrate. He can't be a magistrate to rubble. And that's how he lost everything. His integrity and his influence was gone from that. So everything he strived for when Abraham said, we've got to separate so that our herds can thrive and get along. And Lot looked not with faith, but with desire towards the hills and plains of Jordan. And he followed his desires. And he followed those desires till he lost it all. How many times in this world do people lose it all? Right now we have a mortgage crunch, and people are getting foreclosed on, and people are getting laid off from jobs, and bad things happen to people. How many of those people never thought in faith, never practiced much faith, but sought the desires of the worldly things that they could gather and take a hold of? They weren't looking to God. And of course, bad things will happen to good people too. It just happens that way. But when we're safe in God's arms, we're not losing anything when we lose the worldly possessions we have. So we've seen this morning a person like Lot and what Lot did, what he chose. And you and I have choices to make each and every day. When we get up, are we going to follow God? Are we going to worship God? Are we going to be a living sacrifice, an altar, so to speak? Are we going to sacrifice our time and efforts for what God wants us to do? Are we going to study His Word, worship His Word, come and sing His praises together, and come and hear His Word together, and come and pray together? And pray every day, not just here, for the things that are needed. Although Lot is referred to Peter as a righteous Lot, he chose to live among the wicked of Sodom because he loved money and he loved prominence. He was a double-minded man who wanted to serve God, but also wanted to enjoy the pleasures of this world. I believe this is evident from the fact that Lot chose to live in the plain bordering the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Once there, he moved into the city itself and became a part of his culture. He wasn't satisfied to live on the plains, but he became a part of their culture. Maybe not as wicked as them, but he lived with them and among them. It's true that he didn't give up his belief in the higher moral standards that he had learned from his uncle Abraham, and he didn't approve of the wicked things that he saw and heard. But as an official at the city gate, he apparently had little impact on the wicked society from which he was a part. Lot had no impact on them. Not a whole lot of influence on his wife, because she looked back and longed for the evil that was there. Lot's double-mindedness brought him much inner torment and rendered him spiritually powerless. He couldn't even convince his son-in-laws and their wives to leave Sodom before God's judgment fell. Only he, his wife, and the two daughters still living in Ur escaped from there. And his wife, looking back, died instantly, disobeying God's one command not to look back at it. In the end, Lot lost the very things he wanted, possessions and position. That's from the Daily Bread. Lot lost it all. What are we striving for today in our lives? What are we looking to gain in our lives today? Money, prominence, notoriety, those kind of things. Those kind of things, like Lot saw, can come to naught. Only in God can you and I have the things we need. If we're like Abraham, and we worship God, and Abraham was known as a man with a lot of altars, I guess everywhere he stopped, he thought of God. When we stop and think in life, are we thinking of God, or are we thinking of worldly things? When we think on God, when we pray to God that His will be done, and not ours, then we're in the right mind, and we'll be rich beyond belief. No, not cattle on a hill, not a prominent person in the gates of the city, but we're going to be rich beyond belief in the life that we have, not with physical things, but rich in the spirit, rich in knowing that each and every one of us has a place in heaven if we obey God and follow Him. Not looking back to the old life, but looking forward to the new. Only in the new life can we take that with us. I probably told you this once about the time one of my instructors in school said he was driving down the road. And you know, sometimes people buy old hearses from funeral homes. And he seen a hearse rolling down the road with a U-Haul trailer behind it. And he thought to himself, I guess they're trying to take it with them. And it's a good illustration. People think that they're going to take it with them. But friends, you leave it all here. You leave it behind on this earth. The only thing you take with you is your faith and obedience to God. That's the only thing we take with us. Our reputation, it stays here with those who knew us. Our money, it gets dispersed around wherever we deem it to. All of that goes away. And we become yet another unknown person in this world, upon amongst the countless billions and billions of people who have passed and trotted on this earth. But if we're safe in God's arms, we are an heir to the kingdom. The kingdom that belongs to Christ, He shares with us. That we can take with us. That's waiting for us on the other side, based upon our faith. So, what are we looking for today? What are we striving for in life? Are we looking for the brass ring, like as they say? Are we looking for the next great thing? Are we looking to God for everything in life and worship Him as Abraham did, and not backslide like Lot did, not put ourselves in a situation where we can't serve God as we should? That's what Lot did. He put himself in a situation where he could not serve God as he should, where his faith, where his morals were eroded. Flee from sin, it says. Flee from sin. Hopefully, we can hold that message in our heart and do that the rest of our days and seek God and not just what we want in life. I don't know what your condition is this morning, but if you have any need, won't you come?